Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Everything's home. RTGIF Live studio audience is ready for the weekend so they can spend the next 2 days listening to some of the 453 segments of this live show and learn some incredible tips and takeaways from our 192 partners to grow their businesses, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. There's 6 days left and join together June. Let's reconnect to make your life, your business, and this country better. Today's topics on episode 228, motivation, fastest math tutor, video making tips, connecting with nature, faith and God, Moms for America, and special guest Sydney Chafin. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Terry Tucker, inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Don Sevcik, math celebrity, the fastest free math tutor on the planet. Taylor Wellman, tips for making the most effective videos. Joanne Sullum, how to connect with nature. Pastor Greg Young, host of Chosen Generation Radio, where everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And our special guest, sitting shotgun at Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox at 1 p.m., Cindy Chafin of Moms for America and FEC United. She's a mom of five who is dedicated to fighting the Marxist communist takeover and preserving freedom and liberty for this and future generations. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark and make it your new homepage. Start today with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots, and we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Five guests with seven-minute segments and special guests for a deeper dive on Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox during the second hour of the show. You can listen live, everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. And, of course, the link is also at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, Arizona citizens can stop the border crisis and the illegal alien human trafficking at the Phoenix area hotels. Everyone in the state needs to e-sign two corrective action notices today and email them in. They will be hand-delivered to Governor Doug Ducey. All of the details are located on our petitions to sign page under the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It only takes 5 minutes. Is your freedom worth 5 minutes of your time? I hope so. Number two, children are 50 times more likely to die from the COVID non-vaccine than the virus. And that's according to Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer vice president. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental biological agent with mRNA and nanotechnology, tracking devices, operating systems, fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the name of the patent is Lucifer Race. I can't make this stuff up. Any parent who gives their child a non-vaccine should be charged with child abuse. Where is CPS when you really need them? And number three, a new report from conservative watchdog group, the American Accountability Foundation, shows money from woke liberal corporations are funding the Republican Governors Association, led by our very own Governor Doug Ducey. I'm not surprised. That confirms why he vetoed 22 critical bills, certified our fraudulent election while Rudy Giuliani was holding hearings with witnesses, and has left our border wide open. It's June 25th, day 466 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that is correct. Day 466 of 15 days to slow the spread. Dumbest thing they ever did was shut down this country. They destroyed it.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. I really hope you're not wearing them still. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no to the non-vaccine. It will kill you. It's just a matter of time. Don't believe me. Listen to Dr. Brian Artis on episode 223. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. It's just only getting worse, peeps. Get involved today. Stop acting like we the sheeple. We come together. We can make things happen. Take back your country and reopen America 100%. It's Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 228, motivation, fastest math tutor, video making tips, connecting with nature, faith, and God, Moms for America, and our special guest sitting in the soapbox is Cindy Chafin. Are you ready to rumble?
Let's get ready to rumble!
My first guest is Mr. Terry Tucker. He is a motivational speaker, author, and founder of Motivational Check. He's inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Big round of applause for Terry. Mr. Tucker, how are you?
I am wonderful, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good as Friday, which really doesn't mean much for me, but I'm fired up, man. Lots of stuff going on in the world. I think we could all use a little motivation to get our lives in order, our businesses in order, things moving to the next level. It's halfway through the year.
So remember last month you talked to me about coming up with some alternative cancer treatments based on the fact that I am going through cancer treatment. So I have a few exciting and interesting things in terms of alternative cancer treatments for your audience.
Oh, how very exciting, because, you know, medical community, not so credible. Things they've been doing, not so smart. We need things that work, people we can trust.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
So I'll give you a couple of things, and then I'll give you some things you probably should remove if you're going through cancer treatments. But since I'm not a doctor, I got to preface this with, hey, don't do anything without talking to your doctor or your healthcare provider. That being
right.
said, first one that I was – I had to do it. Come on. You know.
I know. It's crazy. You know, personal responsibility, people. What happened to that? That went out. I think that went out in the 90s.
Yeah, if not sooner. And we just, yeah. So the first one that somebody suggested I do was ionized water. And this is a process of putting drinking water through an ionization process by passing water over electrodes. Tap water, stuff comes out of our tap, stuff we usually drink, is about a pH of 7, which is considered neutral. And then alkaline water, which is a pH of greater than, or alkaline water is has a pH of greater than 7, while acidic water has a pH of less than 7. So the idea here is that cancer cells thrive in more acidic environments. And by drinking alkaline water, you can increase the pH in your body and thus making it harder for cancer cells to flourish. Unfortunately, there's no definitive science behind this. And we have a built-in mechanism in our body that keeps our blood pH at around 7.35 and 7.45. Plus, if you want to alkalize your water, it costs you about anywhere from $1,000 to $8,000 for the machines that do it. So what I do, and this is a healthier, kind of more natural and less expensive alternative, is I do this every morning before breakfast. Take a 12-ounce glass of water, warm water. put in a pinch of cayenne pepper, and then squeeze in the juice of an organic lemon. Lemon juice flushes out the toxins in our body, while the cayenne pepper stimulates the circulatory system and regulates blood sugar. Plus, lemons are high in vitamin C and potassium. When you're going through cancer treatment, a lot of times you lose that potassium and vitamin C. So that's number one. What do you think?
I've heard of it before, but I'm glad that you kind of made it simple on how to do it. How long have you been doing that, and have you noticed a difference?
I have noticed a difference. Probably 8 or 9 months now. I do that before breakfast, and I always do it before I eat, not after I eat. That so body gets time to absorb it before we put food on in the morning.
Gotcha.
So that's
good,
a good
tip.
One.
Yeah, number two.
Want
number
another
two?
One? Number
yeah,
two in
yeah.
High-dose vitamin C infusions. So there are a few studies that have shown the potential to slightly increase the longevity of terminally ill cancer patients with high-dose vitamin C IV infusions. However, this remains very controversial among cancer doctors. But since vitamin C is water-soluble and any excess in our body is excreted through our urine, the thing about vitamin C is that it can counteract drug treatments. Now, I was going to do this. Unfortunately, it was a vitamin that would have counteracted the drugs I was on. So I opted not to go ahead and do vitamin C therapy.
Years ago, I did a vitamin C IVs once a month with like a special potion in there to just boost the immune system and be overall healthy. And there's one hell of an energy boost from those IVs.
Was it? Did you feel your immune system was any better?
It was incredible. I'll tell you a real quick story because I want to hear the rest of yours. I went into the doctor's office, and the doctor's a chiropractor, DO, and an MD. But primarily loves the alternative type of treatments because they work instead of just pure drugs. And I barely could walk up the stairs because I had bronchitis heading into pneumonia. And I had trouble walking up one flight of stairs because it was just horrible. I did the IV, plus he gave me a shot of something, some little other concoction he made. And I literally ran it down the stairs, and he told me, Michelle, you better, don't push it because you still got a problem. But yeah, I literally was able to run down the stairs. So this stuff works. The alternative stuff works.
Yeah.
It's very inexpensive, which is why the medical community doesn't like it. But that's a whole nother show, which, we actually talk about a lot. So go ahead. Number three. Yeah.
So number three is, and you may do this, I do it every day, is take a daily probiotic. Now, probiotics can do all kinds of fun stuff. They balance the friendly bacteria in our gut. Certain probiotics can help with our heart and lower our cholesterol and our blood pressure. Certain probiotics may actually even reduce the severity of certain allergies. And then probiotics also may help boost your immune system by promoting the production of natural antibodies in our gut. Now, food is the best way to get your probiotics, and I'll give you some foods that are high in probiotics that a lot of people probably won't want to eat these, but some of them might. Yogurt is one. Sauerkraut is another one. Miso, which is a Japanese seasoning, is one. Kimchi, which is a fermented, spicy Korean side dish made from cabbage. And then pickles and traditional buttermilk are good sources of probiotics. But you've probably seen ads on TV for all kinds of different things that you can drink or pills you can take. So probiotics can come also in capsules, in liquid you can buy at the store, and things like that. So there's a lot of different ways to get probiotics if you don't want to get them from your food.
So you don't take any of the powders or the pills for that. You're actually doing the food.
I am doing the food. I mean, I could give you a whole show on these shakes that I have every morning but I won't do that for you. So just to save time. I try to get all of my probiotics through food.
And the probiotics, you notice a difference pretty quickly with that.
I do. When you realize that your immune system is in your gut, you want to treat your gut right.
So then is it making you more regular, or is it detoxing in other ways, like when you're sweating, things like that, that you're getting these toxins out?
I think, one, it makes me more regular, and two, it also gets rid of a lot of the toxins that build up when I'm getting these you know, the drugs, the chemotherapy, the clinical trial drugs and things like that.
Hmm.
So it's kind of a double whammy.
Yeah. Yeah. And people have been saying do probiotics for a long, long time. And I go through spurts. Like maybe I did it for a week and a half or 2 weeks, but it's got to be consistent. Like with anything else, you can't do it half arse. It needs to be consistent to notice the difference.
Yep.
So there's no reason why people can't try. This is all very, very inexpensive things at the grocery store. So this is something they can try.
Exactly.
Give it a try and see what happens. If you don't notice the difference right away, don't be surprised because you're not a vision of health. And you know, it's like when it takes time for your body to kind of get rid of all the stuff that you've been throwing in that's been abusive to it for so long. Just like weight. You know, you've been lugging around weight for years. 1 week of exercise is going to cut 20 years of damage. So be patient, people.
You're
be
right.
patient. What good information. Gives you a little bit of motivation to focus on your health so you feel better. So you can do all the other things in life that matter. Plus, you're going to stick around longer to enjoy it. And you're going to look better, too.
Exactly.
So, Terry, give your website.
MotivationalCheck.com will get you to me. It also gets you to my book, Sustainable Excellence.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. You're taking care of yourself. And
yes, ma'am.
Say a little prayer for you, and we'll talk to you next month, sir.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that was such great information. So simple, and things at the grocery store. Not expensive. Not expensive. All right. So I'm a little over, but I think we got to give you some current events because there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of good stuff going on.
Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening.
Lots of live and virtual events. Number one, today there's a rally at the border down in Arizona put on by our platinum partner, Mary Ann Mendoza of Angel Families. And there's going to be a lot of sheriffs from all over the country there. Kamala was down there today. That's some breaking news number two. Number two, tomorrow, Saturday, the 26th, is the premiere of Patrick Byrne and General Mike Flynn's movie, The Deep Rig, about the 2020 election fraud. It'll be hosted by our platinum partner, Ann Vandersteel. If you want to take a listen to her episode that she did with us, that's 2:10. It's amazing. You can also watch it via live stream. The movie begins at 4 p.m. Premiere is here in Phoenix, Arizona, the hotspot. They said they wanted it here because of, our bravery to have the audit here. So if you're here and you want to go, tickets are $25. Live stream, I think they're a little more. Movies at 4 p.m. Also on Saturday, our platinum partner, the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, is hosting their Paint Day and Night fundraiser. Proceeds will support many of their local charities. Jason talked about it on Monday, episode 226. Pastor Artur Pawlowski, the Canadian pastor who's getting arrested for standing up for religious freedom. He'll be live in California, Illinois, and Ohio during the next week. Speaking of Ohio, guess who's back? Number five, President Donald Trump will be holding his first rally since having the 2020 election fraudulently stolen from him. Well, for now. The big day is tomorrow, and the rally starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, and you can watch it on Right Side Broadcasting Network. All of the details for all of these events, virtual and live, I put them on our live events page under the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Make sure you always check out our live events and our virtual events pages. We don't have to keep track of everything. Just check on that. Be like, oh, thanks for letting me know what's going on, Michelle. Appreciate it. Take Action tab. Go to the Take Action tab for everything. All right, let's bring on Don. Oops, I'm at 12:19. This is what happens on Friday. And there's no excuse, Michelle, that you go over. I apologize. I will get it back on track. My next guest is Don Sevcik, the founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest free math tutor on the planet. Audience, this man is changing the way that kids do math. Don, how are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you again.
You too. I always enjoy our conversations. It makes me have a trip down memory, bumpy algebra lane. So thank you for that. But I laugh. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, I always enjoy chatting with you, too. I love coming on here.
Well, good, good. I'm glad. You know, what we're trying to do is just get the quality information to people out there so they have it all in one spot. You know, that the ultimate resource platform to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. You know, the messages that matter from the people that everybody needs to know about. And it makes their life easier. And that's what your tool does. And it covers, like, little kids, goes up to college, cuts down on parent time participation. Parents don't have to remember how to do math at different levels when they hated it the first place. Anything new and exciting in the land of math celebrity?
Traffic keeps growing. I mean, even though schools are starting to come back and things are starting to somewhat calm down, our traffic keeps growing, which is great to see. And I think it's just a testament to people want information quickly and easy to digest. So it's nice to see. And we're going to try to keep expanding from 6 million to 10 million and beyond.
Wow, that's great. And what I want to explain to the audience is this is a tool that anyone that uses it as an adult goes, why wasn't this available when I was a student? And it covers, as I said, a wide range of levels of math. But just because the kids, I hope most of them have gone back to school, but let's just say that you know, they're going to go back. This is not just a tool because they're home learning. This is something that is going to make a huge difference in how they understand how to do the problems rather than kind of the interpretation of how the teacher wants you to do it. And I can guarantee you now, the parents that are listening, how the kids are learning in school is drastically different than how we learned 30, 40 years ago. So having kind of a neutral approach where they're understanding why they're doing it rather than just being told will make a huge difference, not only in their math life, but all the other subjects. You want to comment on that, Don? Because I think that really is the most important thing that has transpired with your platform, and it probably wasn't the original intention.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. Most people think when they first hear about our site that it's just students coming to either check their homework or get their math done. But we have thousands of parents and the 6.2 million visitors as of last year that use the platform. And there's two types of parents that use our site. The first is parents that just want a resource that they can look at quickly and then maybe re-explain to their kid at the dinner table or the family room instead of having to go back and learn the math from 20 years ago. And the second is the parent that's just more involved, right? They want to know, okay, so the teacher's teaching one way, but how do we learn this in the fastest method possible? Because that's the way I start my site is we're geared towards speed. I mean, let's be honest, that's the society we live in, right? Is we want to get things done faster, better, cheaper, more efficient. And with students having more extracurricular activities now more than ever, parents are incredibly busy. If you can shave even 15 minutes off the time it takes for either mom or the kid to not only finish their homework, but understand, right? Because that's the true goal of what we're trying to do here is, like Solomon said, in all thy getting, get understanding. If you can show a kid a math problem and they do it, but they don't quite understand it, that's one thing. But when you see that look on their face when they finish it and that I get it, there's a unique, a distinct look that the kid and the parent make when they get it. And that's what we're going after.
And that, as I said before, it's a really great foundation for so many different learning techniques in building that foundation for how they move forward in life. I mean, you know, not a lot of people are fond of, say, calculus, but there's a lot to calculus that is things that matter with everything that you do later on, especially algebra. That's my favorite, but there are a lot of things in life deal with algebra and you just don't realize it. So you really, once you understand the why and how you got there, like you said, it's that look on their face where they went, aha, now I understand it. And it gives them even more confidence because math and science are always considered those really difficult subjects. But, you know, it gives them more confidence in school, in subjects, and their overall personality. So you can get that kind of feedback from the parents?
Yes, you bring up a great point about the why. See, I think a big problem in the educational system is they're not explaining the why. So the best story I can relate to this and part of the inspiration why I've spent the last 13 years building this platform is years back when I was a kid, we're barreling down the highway on vacation and I've got my nose buried in a book. And all of a sudden my mom says, "Hey, look up." And I look up and there's a sign and it reads, "Welcome to Missouri, the show me state." And I don't think there's a better phrase, a better mantra for what we're missing in schools than show me. Because you could tell a kid, hey, you got to get good grades in math to get into college, or you've got to learn this algebra formula to advance in life. But the question is why? Like, why should I do the equation this way? Why should I learn math? Like, what use does math have? And the problem we're seeing in schools is it's just to do it. There's no what's in it for me, which you and I have talked about multiple times. There's no emotional, compelling reason why. But if you like, a couple years ago, I went to speak to a sixth grade class, and they were kind of asking questions about math. But you know, math obviously is a boring subject. Let's be honest. But the second I told those kids all the things math is used in, so Xbox video games when they're doing vector programming, architecture, probability at the casinos, probability in actuarial science where you're calculating pension plans based on life expectancies. We mentioned video games, things like that. Baseball players, the angle that the pitch comes in, mm-hmm. the speed. Suddenly, all those kids who didn't care before, now they're on the edge of their seat. Their eyes are wide open, and they can't stop paying attention. And this goes back to your point: is what is the why, right? Like, what's in it for me? What's the emotional, compelling reason why I should do my homework? And not only that, but understand it.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Once you can relate it to these kids, they go, oh, now I'm interested because you're talking my language. And then when they put two and two together, no pun intended, then all of a sudden it's four and it works. Math is so important in literally everything that we do. And you gave some great examples. I did like how you brought up the casino, the gambling, and throw in some card counting kids. That's nothing like a little gambling. Yeah, it's almost like the lottery. When you find out what the odds are, you'll probably never buy another ticket, but that's another story. Give your website, would you, Don?
Sure. MathCelebrity.com, spelled just like it sounds, MathCelebrity.com.
And I believe the cost is free. Is that correct, Don?
Yes, we have a free plan for the calculators, and then you can upgrade if you want to do SAT and ACT exam prep.
There you go. And I'm sure it's not as expensive as what I paid 20 or 30 years ago to take the Princeton review in Princeton. I have a feeling your program is, a lot cheaper than that and probably more effective. So thank you, Don. I appreciate it. You're a great partner. And we will talk to you next month, sir.
Thanks for having me. Have an awesome weekend.
You too. You too. I do love math. I love the algebra. Algebra 2 is my favorite subject in school. Calculus, not so much. I probably shouldn't have said that because I don't want to give calculus any plugs, but I do love the algebra. Already it's 12:28. I am a tad bit over, but I just wanted to thank all the listeners, especially the live listeners over at the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. Big D's doing a great job pushing the show out. And of course, everybody that's listening on demand, our numbers are growing. They're growing. We're working on getting in a couple of other networks, which would be great. More exposure, getting more people out there, getting more people the information that is critical to grow their business, enhance quality of their lives. And of course, new partners are coming on board all the time, which is awesome because there's no new voices, new inspiration, new motivation, new advice. We love that. So please, please, please share the shows, share the platform, the ultimate resource platform with your friends, your family, your contacts. All the information in there is free. And I guarantee you, once you start looking around, just hang out at the Take Action tab. There's actually a COVID Facts tab. Check out that one. The Reopen America Resource Center tab. And of course, episodes, tabs, and stuff like that. But there is so much information, content, groups to join, like real Take Action groups that will make a difference. Ones that meet in person, ones that do a lot of virtual stuff. But yeah, this is how we do it. This is how we make a difference in our lives, in our business, and in our country. And then, of course, we'd love for you to join our community, connect with us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on the Rumble, even though they censor us. But what are you going to do? And all of that information, big graphics, for links, big graphics for newsletter is on the website homepage right there at the top. All the links to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, everything homeresourceplatform.com. Of course, the subscribe to the newsletter, lower right-hand corner of every page on the website and on your phone, on the most recent episode, scrolls right across the website or the bottom of your phone. And there's a player on the homepage, so you can listen to the shows directly from there. All right, 12:30. Oops, I'm really over. Sorry, Taylor. I'm sorry, Taylor Wellman. All right, my next guest is Taylor Wellman. She is a video marketing expert. And when I mean expert, I mean real expert. And she's also the founder of Financial Potions. She's got shows every Friday, tips that are invaluable on how to look pretty on the camera, how to market that stuff. Audience, big round of applause. Taylor, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I am good. I am good.
So where are your videos?
What? I know.
I said, where are your videos?
Here's the problem. This show is very, very time consuming, and I'm trying to make it more efficient and effective so I can do these videos. And I looked 2 days ago and I was like, oh no, Taylor's coming. I don't have my videos. And then I was like, oh my God, it's been a month since she yelled at me yet again. So I'm working on it. I really am this time. So we're putting a plan together to make the time to do the videos. How about that?
Very good. It's all about putting it in the calendar. Put it in the calendar, make a plan. You know, it's not real until it's written down.
And then real quick, before you go into what you wanted to share today, time frame on the video. What is the, like for me or people that have only done a few, what should we come out of the shoot with?
Well, really, you want to think about what you are sharing and who is your target audience. And so for people who, for example, want to talk to, the young crowd, anyone below the age of 30, you need to be probably 30 seconds or less. They're, you know, just engaged in TikTok and stories where they're only 15 seconds. And if you have an older demographic, then you want to make sure you have that time to explain what you're talking about. And that's where you can have a 2-minute, 3-minute, perhaps even a half hour show if it's something that's going to be of value. And that's really what we want to tell people, is to go at it with a value-based marketing mindset. So that way you're not just spewing out information, that someone can actually take what you say from your video and run with it, whether it be something for your business or your home or just your life. You want to make sure that you're providing value to people. And that's what builds followers. And then that's what builds long-term clients and customers.
But if we were just doing a teaser, 2 to 3 minutes is usually about the time frame. If you're just kind of doing a little snippet, that's a safe time frame.
2 to 3 minutes. And also, the more interesting you make it, so if you just have a regular talking head, although, Michelle, you are gorgeous, you know, people only want to look at a person for so long. And so if you can add some other elements, perhaps some text graphics, some maybe B-roll footage, anything to just make the eyes move and have them see something else, you can get away with it being a little longer. And so if your video is going to be a talking head, that's what we call it, it's just a talking head, I would encourage that you actually go 90 seconds or less.
90 seconds or less for talking head. I love that. I love when I find the inside scoop on what you people call these things. So talking heads is just when somebody just rattles stuff off, just them and the camera.
Exactly. When the only thing that you see is just that person speaking, that is called a talking head.
I feel like an insider. Okay. What do we got for tips today?
Well, for tips today, you know, as we're starting to open up, which is amazing that we're getting to seeing people in person again, you still want to consider offering a virtual option for your events, because we have found last year that people's attendance in events were able to actually get higher than before by offering a virtual option. And so now what you can do as a business, if you have an event, is you can have your live in-person event, perhaps even make it more expensive than before because it kind of has a VIP feel, but then still have a quality video live stream option that people can opt into. So that way you can also reach people across your geographic area. We've had a lot of success with clients who have been having these events and having these virtual options because they were able to have people from outside the country. Canada still has their borders locked, and so they were able to have people like in Canada, Canadians, join their events, and they were able to make more revenue. And so even though we're opening up, do not just completely alienate the idea of offering a virtual option.
It's almost like it's a blend now. So you have both, like, because I see a lot mm-hmm. of these events are doing live streams, you know, like a mm-hmm. full-on real event that never before did broadcasting. And they, some of them are doing it for free. Some are actually selling the tickets to, or the passes, whatever, you know, whatever the lingo is that you video experts use to sell tickets, the event. And it broadens the audience. It gives people a chance to have a choice. So in that aspect, it turned
out exactly
this implementing this other model was great for your business.
It really has been. And offering what we call as a hybrid option for the events has really helped our clients, like I said, just get more, you know, seats in their events. And so the key is still to have quality, you know, so you want to make sure that you're still having a quality camera, quality lighting and audio in order for those people who are attending virtually to still get that in-person feel.
So is there a certain, well, I mean, this is actually a whole nother show where we probably should spend a little time on the different programs and things, because depending on what your level of the audience level of, I don't want to say staff, but support. Some of these things you just can't do. You can't do on your own. Right? So there's certain things you need a team to do them. But maybe what we could do is have you come on. We'll talk a little bit about some of the what, like the starter set, so people can ease into it and then realize, wow, I really like this, and I could take it to the next level. I need help, because it is very different than just turning your camera on your phone or your camera on your computer. Big difference, but the upside is huge.
It really is. And we do provide some equipment recommendations on our website. So people who do want to try to do this on their own without hiring, you know, a company like ourselves or having other staff members, you know, there are some really great, you know, pieces of equipment that can help you create a quality set that you can do all on your own. And so it really does determine on what the end goal is, but just a lesson to people. We've just been seeing people who are offering that hybrid option are, like I said, getting more seats, quote unquote seats in their event, and are just adding to their revenue, which is what you want to do as a business.
and you know, it is an investment to go into this level of the video production, but if you're selling more, then you're getting more exposure. You're going to cover those costs. So video and having I'm speaking from experience, having somebody to come in and put a plan together is really key with where things are and where things are moving. And it is probably one of the smartest investments that you can make, is to go into a video platform, but obviously take it up a notch, because it really is, it makes a huge difference. And, you got to start somewhere with a plan, but you do have the consult, right, Taylor? So you want to plug that real quick in your website. And then of course your Friday show, I want to plug that also.
Of course. Well, we do provide complimentary strategy sessions. We want to help people at the end of the day. And so we do offer a half hour complimentary strategy session where we can discuss what your goals are and what are some things you might want to consider in order to reach those goals faster. And then, of course, we do provide free content every Friday at 5 p.m. Arizona time on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/financialpotion. And if you're looking for those equipment recommendations, those can be found once again on our website, financialpotion.com.
Awesome. All right, so I will have some updates for you prior to your next appearance. How about that's a deal for my video?
I would love that. I need to see some videos or at least some scripting. Start with the scripting. Scripting is still so important, you know, creating that plan so you know what you want to say and how you want it to look. So then when you produce it, it's just simple. You just follow the plan.
Well, my problem is time. That's the problem. I these shows take many hours and hours to produce. So I need to implement what I'm already doing with the camera. But then again, like I said, I'm over, but I went, you know, we talked about this before. Nobody wants to stare at me for 2 or 3 hours on the screen, you know, for the show. So it's like, yeah, but I flip on the camera, but you know, you're listening, you know, you don't need to see.
But you can edit into snippets. In our world, there's never not enough content. Capture the content and then maybe just find those 1-minute snippets, 30-second snippets. You can find those small clips that you can use as a talking head, and it's just going to help promote everything that you're doing that's already super amazing. You are the queen of quality content. Why not have it with video too?
Oh, talk about full circle. Way to go, girl. Oh, that was brilliant. Thank you very much. Very nice. Very nice. We need
to
put
for a living. You know?
I tell people you're really good. I say when I throw around the word expert, you know, it really means expert. We need to talk. I didn't take advantage of the strategy session. And again, everybody, she's giving a half an hour free strategy session. I encourage you to put that in your plan, because you don't know what you can do and what's available and what things will cost until you have a conversation, and then you could plan out the calendar, plan out the time when you can move forward with certain things. So it's important. Give the website one more time, would you, Taylor?
It is financialpotion.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much. Make sure you dress up that little friend of yours in nice patriotic gear for the 4th of July. I'm sure he'll look real cute.
Oh, definitely.
In the red, white, and blue. White, and blue. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. You have a wonderful holiday as well.
You too. And I will have progress made by the next time we chat. Promise.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for the encouragement and the nice stuff you said today. I appreciate it. All right. I'm telling you guys, go ahead and go to her website. Even if you're just going to watch the videos that she does every Friday, they're great information. And then, of course, do that consultation. I'm telling you, you don't know what you can do. You don't know what you don't know until you don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know what you don't know. We get used to what we're used to. We're creatures of habits. We got an 8 to 9 second attention span. Yeah, and we beat ourselves up. It's all in our heads. It's all in our heads. Fear's in our heads. Everything else is in our heads. Positive thinking, starting the day, being grateful. You know, we talk about that. We talk about getting up an hour early because it makes all the difference in the world. 12:42. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I'm goodness. All right. Sorry about this, guys. I don't know what happened today, how I went off the rails. Let's bring on the next guest. My next guest, Joanne Halsford-Sellum. She's an artist, author of Evolution of a Wild Heart, and wildlife advocate. We're going to talk a little today about connecting with nature. Audience, big round of applause for my friend who likes my rabbit. Joanne, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. Good. Good. How you doing?
I am good. I'm over a little bit, so thank you for being patient in the queue. I appreciate that. This kind of happens on Fridays. I don't know why I think that my responsibility to keep things on track seems to be gone on a Friday. So thank you.
It's Friday, and I enjoy listening to your other guests. Very informative.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Good peeps. They're good people doing good business and good things, you know. Connecting with nature. I'll give you a quick update on my rabbits. The normal guy that was usually coming around that I was talking about, I haven't seen him in a little bit, so I think somebody might have ate him, not sure. But there's two little ones, and they lounge the same way, which is not a way a rabbit lounges. It's more like a dog, so I'm not quite sure where that came from, but that's just what happens in my front yard. They lounge like a dog. It's the most bizarre thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, I haven't had a stink eye. Like the young ones, see, it's this new generation. It's just like kids today. They're very different. I miss the stink eye guy, so I hope he didn't get eaten. But anyway.
No,
so,
and you know what? You evolved. You evolved. You don't need him anymore. Whatever message he was giving you, you got it, and you're moving on, and he's moving on to give somebody else the stink eye that needs it.
You know, I didn't even think of it like that, because sometimes I go always back to the practical, you know, like we were talking with Don, I'll just come out and be all algebra rather than actually connecting with nature. And I always forget that, but I got the plant. It's not in front of me because the screen was blocking, but it's over the side, but I try to turn over there and look at it. So at least that I did that. And then was there anything else that you told me that I needed to do that I have not done?
Name your plant and talk to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you name the plant?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I know
name
it
my
sounds
plant.
Weird, but it's
no,
kind
no,
of
no,
cool.
Not at all.
It gives you more of a connection with it.
I do talk to it, but I haven't talked. I don't talk I'm not consistent with my talking, so I need to do that. So everybody needs to name their plant, talk to their plant, and then move it in their office or wherever they spend most of their time.
Right. Yeah. I have a bird of paradise plant, Mabel, and I just recently got a Boston fern. My granddaughter actually named her Lilith. So, you know, so we don't say, did you water the plants? Like, did you spray Lilith today? Did you say hello? Good morning. And I tell you, they grow better when you communicate with them. And it kind of makes you feel personally more connected once you name it.
You know what,
you'll see
what
the
I
difference.
Did. Yeah. Well, it's, it's alive, right? People forget that it's alive, so it needs attention. But I did notice that one plant that I have in the front outside, I started giving it the water that's filtered that I drink rather than just the tap water. And this thing has grown so much, and it's been out there for like 5 years. It grew so much in like 30 days that I just keep staring at it. And the only difference, because it's hot here, right? We had a little heat wave. It was like 115, was nuts. And it's outside. It's in the shade.
I know.
But I gave it the water I drank, boom. So I'm encouraging people to don't give your plants tap water, or even, I hope you don't give it to your animals, but I literally witnessed a huge difference. I mean, this thing is full. I mean, it just went, I'm so happy to actually be able to get something like on a pure and clean. So there's something to
water this. Without all the
made a huge difference
in it.
Yeah,
that's
difference.
That's great. So I
what
know in Arizona, I read the other day that there were eagles dropping out of the sky from heat exhaustion.
Oh, I didn't hear that. But there are a couple eagles at certain golf courses here. I saw one a couple years ago, and I saw two different courses, but I can see how that would happen here. Because we did, like I said, when we had that heat spell, it was like 115. It was nuts. But that's not good. There's not a lot of eagles.
No, there's, yes. And it affects the wildlife. So I get a lot of phone calls, you know, every week, sometimes every day at this time of year about wildlife, because, you know, I'm a licensed wildlife rehabilitator. And, you know, a couple of things people can do, they can just simply putting water outside somewhere in, you know, like a bird feeder or something like that. If you don't have water, like a pond or a lake, or if you're not close to water, to help out the local wildlife. And in times like this, and droughts and heat waves, you know, it makes a difference between life and death sometimes.
Yeah, you can help one, and then it'll come back and hang out at your house. And it is, and I know you tell me, you know, you're supposed to go connect with them, we talked about this before, when that little rabbit was giving me the stink eye, the only thing I was concentrating on was the rabbit. I wasn't thinking about everything that I had to do, work, all that crap, you know. And I enjoyed when he'd come to visit, so we would have that little content. I don't necessarily know it was the rabbit. Maybe it was the timeout. So I think it was multi-layered. It makes a difference. So when people say connect with nature, I don't want them to think that, you know, we're all granola and we're driving the VW bus. It means more than that. And you could be a very practical person and do what we're talking about, because it literally will make a difference in your day.
Right. You notice the difference, because you're just resetting your brain, you know, in a very simple way without having to go through meditation, which some people find challenging because their mind is always running. And they're like, I can't meditate. I can't even get 30 seconds in. But when you're watching something like, you know, wildlife outside just go about their business, it empties your mind and you get a chance to reset and rejuvenate that part that's always going, that doesn't really get any rest.
And it does work. And then once you catch yourself, you go, why don't I do this more often? Like, Well, then you realize I haven't gotten up from my desk all day, and that's just, it's just not healthy. This really allows you to connect, and it's so simple, so simple.
Right. Right. Even 5 minutes. And the other thing I wanted to tell people today, since it's, you know, the height of the summer and, you know, people are starting to travel more, is about the wildlife. If they do find something, you know, something injured, an animal injured or in need of some care, a couple of things is, one is, you know, just go to the DEC website, and there's always a list of your local rehabilitators. And to remember that they're all volunteers. We volunteer our money, our time, everything, 100%. So if you don't get them on the phone right away, you know, you could always try them back again. But the other thing is, and I always like to say this, is everybody turns into my Italian grandmother when they find an animal. They want to feed it. You know, they want to feed it. It's the last thing that you want to do.
Take it in their house. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. You don't want to give it anything, any food or water, until you contact somebody who knows what they're, you know, talking about. Because if they're injured and all their energy is going there, or they're in shock, or they're dehydrated, the worst thing that you could give them is food at that moment. You know, because they have to be rehydrated. First, they have to be warmed if they're cold, if it's a baby. And then they get rehydrated with like a Pedialyte, homemade Pedialyte formula, you know, with electrolytes in it. And then, you know, if that's all okay, then slowly introducing food. But, you know, I don't recommend anybody feeding it or even going near. Just call somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, outsource that. Don't take that upon yourself.
Exactly.
You don't need to make it worse or kill it. That would be bad. So, Joanne, give your website, would you?
Okay, it's joannesullum.com. And also, if people could go on Facebook, I have a Facebook group which I always post stories on there about the guy who got swallowed by a whale and then spit out again.
Right, I heard about that.
Did you hear about that?
I did. And I laughed. I don't know if I should laugh, but whatever.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah. So it's Evolution of a Wild Heart, and it's a Facebook group. And they could hear all these funny, interesting, crazy stories and learn about connecting with animals and how animals even connect and help each other.
Well, my backyard is a bird sanctuary, and they love chirping at each other. It's actually quite fascinating if you pay attention. All right, Joanne, thank you so much, my dear. Have a great weekend, and keep an eye on those animals, and I'll let you know what goes on in the front yard.
All right, yes, looking forward to it. Talk to you next month.
Thanks,
okay.
My friend. Yeah, talk to you next month.
Bye.
All right, I'm way over, but it's important information that I got to get to you real quick. I wanted to fill you in on our marketplace, you know, the 57 products and services, the well-known websites and brands where anytime that you go buy something, and then when I say well-known websites and brands, these are products that you are already buying, and you'll recognize all of them. And whenever you go to our website directly to purchase the products and services, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. We added freedom because what's going on the planet Earth? Our freedom fighters need some support. So that's veterans, animals, children, and the freedom fighting nonprofit organizations. So please go check it out. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Click the Take Action. No, it's got its own tab. Sorry. Just click the Marketplace tab and scroll and see what you got there. And there's stuff for personal. There's stuff for business. There's paraphernalia. There's all kinds of merch. There's merchandise, all the official gear for all the sporting companies, sporting teams. That's all on there. So 2 to 20%. And if we can start getting some big checks to these nonprofit organizations, we're adding a bunch of new nonprofits so we can get the word out. And our big partner, MyPillow and Mike Lindell, they joined the platform about 2 weeks ago. We're getting some good numbers there, but we need more. They're offering some amazing sales on the, you know, their towels that I mentioned and their signature product at MyPillow. So let me tell you real quick, and then I'm going to bring on PG, Pastor Greg. I bought the buy one, get one towels. Well, roommate bought, I got, so buy one, get one. And it was much more expensive than what they are now. So you can get the six-piece towel set. It's normally $109.99, but you can get them for $39.99 if you use our promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. We got these towels, and they are light, but they work. So especially here or in the summer, they're ideal compared to the stuff that you might use in the winter because it's just too hot. It's just the ones they have are too hot that you don't even want to use them. And so I'm not going to give you a visual. But anyway, the pillows, they're normally $69.98, and it's discounted to only $29.98. That's a huge discount. And I know that when I bought my pillow a couple years ago, I paid like 50-some bucks. And I know the towels, even though they're buy one, get one, I think we paid almost a little bit off of, well, we got like free shipping. So these are great sales. Go check it out. You can go to the Marketplace tab, and there will be a big graphic there for my pillow. They have 110 different products. You get up to 66% all of them up to, right? There's all different deals. These new ones were just, I just looked them up today and I said, wow, that's a huge difference. And they also then donate 20% to our nonprofits. So yeah, community powered philanthropy. You can make a difference in the lives of others by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. And don't forget, you never spend any more than if you go to their websites directly and usually get an additional discount. So why not go check it out? You can also go to MyPillow.com directly. Just make sure you always use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. And real quick, since the 4th of July is right around the corner, you got to get some patriotic gear. So we've got several patriotic paraphernalia partners on the marketplace, shirts, hats, mugs, signs, flags, you name it, everything in, you can imagine, to show your love of the USA. And they've got a lot of things for like only 10 bucks. How great is that? Sometimes you just pay shipping and handling and they donate 15%. So go check that out. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab. There's different, I put the pages in categories. You could just scroll and then click. That's it. And you get my funds, donations to these nonprofits, and you're not spending any money to do that other than buying things that you're going to be buying anyway. So check that out. All right. I am behind. Let's bring on PG. And I'm not going to blame it on Friday because that's not a reason. Oh, I kind of knew this was going to happen today. So my next guest, Pastor Greg Young, he's the host of Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I love this guy. Big round of applause for PG. Thank you for your patience, PG. Oh, where did he go? I see him in the queue, but I can't hear him.
Yeah, there we go.
You got me on mute. Wait, you muted me? You mute me?
I wanted to make sure that I didn't accidentally, you know, cough or something. Make a funny noise. What was that? Talking.
Yeah, you guys are on mute till I unmute you. So you're always safe. So don't worry about that. You're always muted till the moment that the applause are cheering you on. So it's kind of like a safety. Well, because I don't know what's going on your end. I don't know where you are. I know you're a pastor, but I mean, I don't know what you're doing, right? So.
Well, sure.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
I'm doing. You don't want to know. You do want to know.
Well, it just depends on what it is. But that's why I think. We keep you on mute until you come on, and then we'll let you disclose what you choose as opposed to what we might have overheard. That's why we keep it clean.
What you might think is going on, right? Yeah, one of those guessing about a conversation, you only hear one side of it, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had no idea. Whoa. So what's going on in your world? We need to... We need a little get our God on, sir. Things aren't going well over here on planet Earth.
No. Well, I'll tell you, you know what? That's true. There's a lot of challenges that are going on right now, and you could probably look at, like 2 Timothy chapter 3 and look at perilous times and go right down the list. But here's a word that I want to give you that I think is encouraging, and for those that are followers of Christ, that are Christians and believers, I want to share this verse with you, and I was talking earlier this week with a gentleman on my show about spiritual warfare, and we were talking about different levels of faith so that you have an understanding of different levels of authority that you have over the things going on around you. And it's important to get this straight, because if you don't truly know who you are and the authority that you have, Michelle, it's easy to get overwhelmed, and we are battling not just in the physical, but very much in the realm of the spirit. And there's a verse, it's Galatians 2:20, and it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. And this is the significant difference. Every version except the King James says, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God. And King James says, by the faith of the Son of God. And stop for a minute and think about the difference in that phrase, because it's huge. If it's faith in, it means it's on you to have enough faith to believe in what it is that you're getting faith from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I think people need a deeper dive on it. Do you have time to come back at 1:30? Just spend. Not, we're not going to do like an hour or anything. Do you have time to spend a little bit of time at 1:30 and come back and talk a little bit more? I kind of just think that with everything that's going on, I mean, I could. Somebody told me I needed to go get a spiritual leader and a spiritual guidance type of advisor. Like they told me that the other day. So. I have a feeling a lot of people need that. So yeah, why don't we do that? Do you can come back on at 1:30 and then we'll go in deeper, but plug your radio show real quick.
Chosen Generation Radio, chosengenerationradio.com. Easiest way to find me is at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. And you can find all of our podcast information there. Articles that we're putting up, news articles, my blog, my guests, the calendar.
Great guest.
There, Michelle. ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Give me a little padding since I'm running late. Do 1:40 and then we'll come back on and we'll talk a little bit, more. I think people need a little bit of hope, a little bit of faith, a lot of God.
Yeah. You want me to call you at 1:40 then?
Back in at 1:40. And we'll, because I want to end the show on Friday, on a God side, and we need some God. It's time. So yeah,
my honor to be with. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, PG.
Yep.
All right, 1:40. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, something just told me that he needs to come on back for a little bit longer. So I'm gonna go with that. Craziest things sometimes make me emotional. So stay tuned. Come back. All right. Well, if you want to come back, come back. If you don't take a break. But I don't suggest you leaving because Cindy Chafin is on next. And before we bring her on, real quick, this is why I wanted to just get caught up on the show because of the time. Like I said, I'm a little off. But definitely stick on for when Pastor Greg comes off. I think it's going to be pretty deep because I'm ready to go deep. So, yeah, come make sure that you stick around for that. He'll be back, Pastor Greg Young. All right, real quick business stuff because it's 6 days left to the end of the month. So real quick.
Let's get down to business.
All right, I'm going to make this real easy for you. You've got 2 days, and you're going to finish the month strong. All I want you to do on your business tip is to go to listen to some of the 453 segments of this live show. They're only 7 minutes. Sometimes you go a little over, but if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action TAM. Go to Purpose Driven Partners segment, right? Then it's very easy. It's just, it's big graphics, everybody's pretty pictures, gives you the topic of the show, and you can listen, gives you multiple ways that you could listen to it. And of course, if you want to learn more about them, click their company name in blue and it goes directly to their website. So go and just scroll whatever topic that you want to focus on this weekend. It's in there. So go do that. That is your homework assignment for growing your business. And check out the All-Star page too under the Take Action tab. There's an incredible business content. There's literally tens of thousands of dollars of free content just from the business side of things from our All-Stars. That was back in March. So go do that. That is your homework assignment. Let me play the promos commercial real quick and the pitch because I want you to realize that it's kind of time to become a purpose-driven business. Yes, it's gratifying, but from a marketing standpoint, that is what is – people are choosing that. People are wanting it because of where things are going, where you're getting involved with nonprofits. You're giving back to the community. People want more than a company that just makes money. So that's really differentiates you from your competition. You won't have any competition. Trust me. Take a listen.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right, let's get Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox on board. We're over. It's 107. We're going to get this back on track. We're going to get this back on track. Here we go.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun is a very special guest, Cindy Chafin. She is a mom of five who's dedicated to fighting the Marxist communist takeover, which is happening at an accelerated rate, and preserving freedom and liberty for this and future generations. She's currently working with FEC United and is the director of outreach, coalitions, and engagement for Moms for America, a true freedom fighter. I know who you know this lady is. I know that you know these organizations. You've seen her on TV for like 10 years, and I'm so honored to have her on the show today. Audience, big freedom fighting round of applause for Cindy. How are you today, Cindy?
I'm doing great, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm
down
a little
here
late,
in sunny
so
Southern California.
That's because you're on the tour. You're on the
I
tour.
I am. Yes, we are nonstop.
I plugged the events in the very beginning during our breaking news section and our events section. So
awesome.
The events are listed on our live events page, the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So that's way when people are listening, they're like, I know that he's somewhere. Where do I find him? Oh, there it is on the live events page.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got, there are a bunch of events that are already booked, and we are getting calls daily because people want to hear what the pastor has to say. So we are going to be taking a pause in a couple of days. We'll probably run July 7th or 8th. We're going to hit pause and regroup, and then we're going to start it back up again around August, the first week in August, where we're going to go nationwide, and we don't even know when we're stopping. And we're going to have a lot of other voices coming on. Right now it's Pastor Pulaski from Canada. Most people know him as the No Get Out guy. He's the pastor that told
the Nazis
Alberta Health Services. Yeah, he told them called them Nazis and Gestapo, and then he was arrested because he refused to shut down his church. But what most people don't know is that wasn't the only time that they had been harassing him. He's been fighting with the Canadian government for many, many years because they are essentially doing the same thing that America is and pushing God out of our community, out of our government, out of everything. I mean, they want God eliminated. And so this pastor said no, and he is encouraging other pastors to be bold and courageous and to stand and, to stand for God and say, get out to all these people. It's very disappointing to see how many people shut down just because the government said that they should, especially under such a fake conditions. We all know that the pandemic isn't real. The virus, whatever it is, it's not nearly what they say it is. It was just a way to gain control over so many people. And so the tour has been great. It's been great.
And I saw him speak at Clay Clark's event in Tampa. Clay Clark has been on the show. He's one of our partners, and that's why I'm excited to get the pastor on, because he's got to join the crew here to get these patriots all fired up. And he's very motivational and inspirational. And I just give any of these pastors who have the courage to stand up to, literally, when I say Nazi regimes, that's what this is. It's mind-blowing to me now. I mean, it bothered me back then when it first happened, when they shut the churches, but the casinos were open, the big box stores were open, small businesses were all shut, but you could go buy marijuana or alcohol.
You could buy alcohol, you could buy drugs, you can get an abortion,
but you can't go pray.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So,
fine.
I mean, anyone that doesn't realize that that was done by design, I almost can't help them, right? In the beginning, maybe not so, but now, if you're not seeing that, I just hope that you don't put both pants or both legs in the same pant leg and then try to get out of bed, okay? Because,
I
mean? This is really beyond black and white at this point.
It's very obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Political
propaganda, pandemic. Absolutely. I mean, I can understand in the beginning how people would have been a little bit trepidatious and cautious because, the propaganda is very, very powerful. It's real, and people become very emotionally charged and they hear these things. But after a certain amount of time, we tell people, you have to use discernment. Does this make sense? Use your common sense. If this is happening in your own home, does it make sense? I tell my kids all the time, close the circle, close the logic circle. Start here, go all the way around and find out who's benefiting from it. And then just use your brain. I mean, the idea that they want us, muzzled and with the masks and shut down and isolated from each other. Look at how communist takeovers have happened, through history. It's exactly the same thing. In Arizona, it's very interesting. I'll see if I can send you the link. Pastor Pavlosky kind of switched it up a little bit, and he was talking about literally Lenin's playbook. And those of us that have studied history, we understand it. We get it. We've seen it. And that's why we're fighting so hard against it. But those of you that haven't, I encourage you to do so, because this is exactly how the communist regimes have taken over. And you're falling for it. And we have got to stand up and fight for our children. We cannot stand by, because at the end of the day, I may go down, but I'm going down fighting, but I don't think I'm going down. We will win, because in the end, God wins. Always. Always.
Yeah, we just might have a real bumpy road to get to that point, because this is something that none of us have ever really experienced before. Our age, and obviously younger people, a little bit older.
Yeah.
We've never been exposed to anything that this is just something, all of the things that are happening. It's just, it literally is mind blowing.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I thought I lived in a free country. And I said, January, I told everybody, I said, you don't live in a free country. Okay. So don't think that you do.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. And we skipped over socialism and went straight into Marxism, which now we're sliding into fascism. So then you're just like,
exactly.
But it is mind-blowing.
Because Arthur talks about, Yeah, he talks about it's kind of a hybrid of all three. And,
yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. So Americans, we are very, very comfortable. We've never had to deal with anything like this. We believe that, you know, our government is here to protect us, which is an absurdity in itself. Like, they're not out to protect us. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, oh, nobody from the government. These are all people that have – that they're patriotic and they believe in what we believe in. No, they're not.
Nope.
They're out for power. They're out for – they want to control. They're controlled by people who definitely have – do not have freedom in the forefront of their mind. But if you look at, see, Pastor Pawlowski came from Poland, and so he has a very unique insight into this, and I'll make sure to get you connected with him so he can tell his own story. But some people from our generation have seen this and have experienced it, and what it takes is unity and solidarity. If you look at the Polish Solidarity Movement in the 80s and how they literally toppled the communist regime, this is what we need to do. They have us infighting. They have us, you know, it's about racism. It's about, you know, fighting with each other. They mix us up. They separate us. They make us hate each other. And the reality is that they're all doing that by design so that they can gain power. And what we need to do is ignore that. Somebody calls you a racist, ignore them. It's not true. Don't worry about it. Who
it doesn't
cares
mean
about
anything now.
Come
right,
together.
Cindy?
No, it never has.
They desensitized it. Because when everything is racist, nothing is racist. So they've actually ruined
exactly.
it for when it really does happen. It's the boy who cried wolf.
They really
what
have.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So continue.
Continue
where you're going.
So what we need to do is just come together. Yeah, we need to just come together and, you know, for our children, for us, for our children, for future generations, and start this solidarity movement, which is what FEC United and other organizations. So I work with FEC United and Moms for America, and both organizations are very much on a parallel path. And so we are working with between ourselves and then also other organizations. And you will see an uprising that will eventually turn this ship around. And so we are encouraging people, if you're listening, go to fecunited.com and sign up, because we will be sharing the projects that we have coming up. Moms for America is working in the school boards. We're working on election integrity. We're working on making sure that the precinct committee people, those positions are all filled. And so many other things. We fight the culture war daily. So go to momsforamerica.us and just stay tapped in. But I tell people, I travel the country. You know, most people don't. Most people are in their own little bubbles. But I'm all over the country. I've been all over the country for the past 6 months, 7 months. And I'm telling
you,
there is power in numbers. There's power in numbers. We are out here. Everywhere you go, like, they keep us isolated. But I'm telling you, everywhere we go, there are more and more people getting involved. And we will show them that they do not own us.
I didn't realize that you were doing so much traveling. So what is the feedback that you are you getting? Well, most of the people that you're probably connecting with are more on the conservative side, right? The ones that we would normally, you know, that have the similar patriotic values, things like that. But are you finding now that even people in the groups or the places you're going, more, I don't want to say liberal, the more libertarian is coming over, even maybe, is it some of some of the liberals are starting to have the light bulb go on?
All of the above.
Starting to happen?
All of the above. Yes, absolutely. So it's not just, we tend to run in a little bit of a conservative bubble, because that's who, you know, it's our little echo chamber. But I'm telling you, there are people who see what's going on and they realize it, and they're coming into that bubble. They're like, this is not what we thought it was, and we need to be able to take a step back and save this country. So it's not just conservatives. I mean, people tell you, oh, this is just all conservatives. Like, for instance, critical race theory. 79% of people do not this is across the board, you know, 79% of parents, liberal, conservative, libertarian, doesn't matter, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, does not matter. They do not approve of this. Most Hispanics do not approve of being called, you know, some gender-neutral term. I mean, they have specific terminology in their native language. They don't want to be called that. These are all things that have been pushed because those that are in control and in power have a much larger voice, much larger megaphone, because they own the media. So what we need to be doing, I tell people all the time, turn off the mainstream media, ignore them, stay off of Twitter unless you're actually starting to push something. Don't get engaged with the nonsense. Don't give them your energy. They're not worth it. Just plow forward and speak truth. Speak truth, operate in light, operate in transparency. We will win. We will win.
Yeah, you sound like me. This is kind of – so I'm just replaying an episode.
Well, there's me. I mean, it's multiplied. I mean, there's force multiplication in all of this. You know, there are so many people that feel the same way, but we've been kept apart from one another. And so when we come together, we were just at Clay Clark in Tampa. We're going to be in, you know, we're going to be here in Anaheim this this coming month. I mean, we are all over the place. In between then, there are thousands and millions of us. So don't let the media get it twisted. We are, there are more of us than there are of them. I encourage people, what I tell people all the time, look up what the Delphi technique is, because this is something that they have been using to make us feel small and insignificant. And if you look at what the neuro-linguistic programming, how they really kind of affect the masses, they've done a really good job of it. The key is knowing what the tactics are, understanding who Alinsky is, understanding what they do in order to control you. And when you do that, they have no power. Take away their power. We are the ones that have power.
Yeah, it is. It's literally from a playbook. This is not something that is a novel concept. I mean, you know, you could see the milestones that are being checked and how the strategy is.
Sure.
And I had Dr. Brian Artis on the show last week, episode 223. Not only did he tell you what was going on from the medical side, but it was really the war tactics, the strategies, and the brainwashing. And it's literally from a book. Right. And that's what people need to realize. This is all
exactly
part of a plan. And we're not just saying like an evil, you know, like an evil cartoon character, right? Ha ha ha. You know, not like that. This is real. These are tactics that they used by the CIA, and they used
absolutely
the Nazis back in the 30s and the 40s. So we're just following suit. And then they were even there was a lot of interesting things that a lot of people are bringing up, and I'm glad that you are experiencing a lot of people across the country that are getting a clue, that are seeing what this is all about.
Yes. So, I mean, there's still a lot more to get to, but we will.
Oh yeah.
They're coming along. They are coming along. Absolutely.
Well, and you know, as far as you mentioned the school boards, I mean, here it's. People are getting arrested at school boards. I mean, it wasn't as hairy last week at a couple of them like you saw it in Virginia, but I have a feeling it's going to go in that direction if things don't change.
Sure.
But it is just, it is insane with this critical race theory. And I have my own theory on critical race theory. There's one critical race, it's the human race. It's not a theory, it's a fact, nothing else to discuss. There you go.
And
tomorrow
Full
I'm solving
stop.
World
no, totally.
Hunger. It's that easy.
There we go. Exactly. Yeah.
It's that easy.
Get the government out of it. There you go. You want to solve world hunger? Get the government out of it, period. Period. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But no,
it's true.
I mean, I live in Virginia.
No, it's true.
No, I know. I know. Totally.
I was going to say, go back to Reagan. Remember, he says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Those are the nine most dangerous words on the planet. If the government is telling you to take a non-vaccine that's experimental, which is the laundry list of things, it's also called the Lucifer race, that's not something you want to take.
Yep.
So if they're telling you
to
do anything, that's not what you do. And you know what, Cindy, I wanted to make this clear for the audience. Your two organizations, when in the beginning, when I mentioned them, I said, you know, they're kind of more traditional conservative. And then I wanted to go into a little bit more detail on that by saying, you know, the stereotype of conservative has been pretty much abused by the liberal lunatic left because they love to manipulate language. They love to recreate definitions of words, right? That's what they're doing with, I have to look for the past 2 years, I've had to look up half of the things they say because I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm kind of smart.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm like, I don't know what that word means because that doesn't make sense. I've never heard it before and I've never heard it put in a sentence like that. So you got to look these things up. But what I wanted to make people realize is being a conservative isn't what you thought it was. It wasn't like conservative of what your parents might have been or the grandparents. Being conservative in this time and country is about believing in God, right? Love of country, love of God, you know, and minimal government, and actually just believing in what this country was, what it was created all on, and what the founding fathers believed. And that's pretty much the foundation of what that means. And that includes, I would hope, a majority of the people in this country, because if you love this country and you love freedom and you love to be able to have the opportunity to be successful in a business or go get a job or to be able to do a lot of things that you might take for granted, which I think that's why people are not realizing how much damage has already been created and how much how much is coming down the pike. And I would want people to just think about that, because it's not the word has been abused. So you're not some crazy right wing person. You just believe in really what this country is all about. And for those who aren't there, you know, because if you want to label yourself, you can. And then, like, the left loves to label. But there's not a lot of criteria. Love country, love God. Pretty much it. Follow Constitution.
Exactly. Yes.
Follow, you know, for the most part, the Bible. And
the rule
of law, the basics. So anyone that's listening that is not familiar with FEC United or not familiar with Moms for America, I don't want you to think, oh, well, white rage that I learned about yesterday. I'm like, what is this white rage? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, another thing.
It's so crazy. I mean, here's the thing. So when the enemy wants to destroy something, then they make up a bunch of nonsense about it because nobody wants to be associated with anything like that. So it doesn't matter what the truth is. They're going to put a label on it. And again, so this goes back to use discernment. They'll claim that the conservative people, conservative movement or whatever, people that are conservative, that they want to control what happens to other people's lives. Like, I don't care what happens in your bedroom. I could care less. If you live your life the way I'm fighting for your freedom so that you can do what you want to do, it's not up to me. Stuff like that, I have my own issues that God's going to deal with me. He's got everybody all lined up when it's their time. So I do not have time to worry about any of that. I just want to live free and live my life without government, you know, with the government underneath the government's thumb. That's all. They claim that we're racist. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
I don't care.
Don't even acknowledge
that. I don't care what color
anymore.
You are.
I just laugh.
I don't care what
white nationalist.
Most people don't. They don't have time to care.
I mean, and if he's, FEC United and Monster America, I mean, these are liberty-driven, freedom-loving associations, and that is for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, because at the end of the day, they're going to use the division to divide us so that they can win, and then they're going to start picking people off. If these people who focus on the division think that they're somehow going to gain favor when the Marxists and the communists take over, take a look at history. Take a look at who they were the first ones to line up. Trust me. You're not going to, it's not going to end well for people who focus on the divisionary tactics, but they don't care. Communists don't care. They care about what's in it for them and how they can control you, period.
Well, they're referred to as useless idiots.
One.
Yeah. I've learned about that too by doing, just paying attention, useless idiots. So they're the first ones that are going to go, cause they don't need them anymore. They've done their duty.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. See you later. And see you later just doesn't mean that you've been dismissed, that you could go on to your other job. I'm not talking about other stuff if it gets to that point.
See you later means it. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, again, just read a history book, read the truth, understand what happened. You know, one of the things that Arthur talks about is, you know, the first victims of Hitler wasn't the Jews, it wasn't the homosexuals, it was Germans who were standing against him. So if you think that, you know, that's going to, but then he went on to target those other groups because those people weren't useful to them anymore. So if these people who are focusing on the color of their skin or what people do in the privacy of their bedroom and they're saying, oh, I don't want to get involved in conservative freedom movements because I don't want to be associated like that, you need to take a hard look at what the truth is and how things are really playing out, because we all need to come together and fight this, because if we don't, we will lose, but I don't believe that we will. I know I have in my heart that I know we will succeed. So.
Yeah, I believe that it will be okay in the end, but I think there's going to be a lot of damage, collateral damage, and a lot of things that are going to happen along the way that if we do come together now and you people that are listening that haven't done anything yet, you decide to get involved and take action. Right? I'm not saying you gotta go in a riot in the streets, because we don't riot, we don't burn things down. That's not our MO. That's the Antifa. That's the BLM. We don't do those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
If we can make this on an expedited path where we can come together and stand up and stand against everything that's happening, there might not be as much collateral damage until the point where everything does fall into place. And I think that is what we need to focus on is minimalizing the damage that is currently happening.
Absolutely. And again, I encourage people to take a look at the Polish Solidarity Movement in the 80s and see how they came together. Yeah, was there, of course, you know, unfortunately, anytime stuff like that happens, there will be some type of, you know, there will be loss and there will be damage, but we try to avoid that as much as possible. And I'm not even saying that that's what's going to happen. I'm just saying there is power in numbers. There are more of us than there are of them. And once we band together and ignore all the nonsense and all the rhetoric and all the division, that is when we come together. That's when we come together. And that's when they see, okay, well, yeah, we really can't get away with this. And then they crawl back into the holes from which they came. And then we never elect them again.
Right. You know? Right. I love that. I think that was Pentacle. I love that. I love that they crawled back in the hole rather than underneath the rock. The hole is much more perfect.
Oh, there's
perfect
snakes.
Description.
That's where snakes are. Snakes and serpents. Horrible. That's where they live, and that's where they need to go back. And then we need to fill the hole so that they never come out again.
Like with cement. So then they can't get out. Dirt's not enough. They'll get through that dirt. They won't get through it.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. I think
exactly.
What you said is what's key, because I always try to take something always just like the light bulb comes on in these segments, that are these longer segments that they do called the Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. And I think what people need to get out of this is one thing, simple phrase, ignore the division, because it's not real. It's fake. It's all manufactured. And it's a very small portion.
Yep.
Because if you look at, and I want you to comment on this, because you're dealing with it all over the country, because it's CRT and then some. So they're trying to now all of a sudden make, like, just picture this, everybody, picture this. Like a year ago, even 6 months ago, was there any conversation about transgender anything? No.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
A year ago, you know what I mean? Most people are like, I don't know what that means. What is that? Now, all of a sudden, it's like the hot topic, because they figured out there is a way to use this to implement it into the critical race theory, but then also these other transgender issues to really cause worse than division, because it's unifying parents, but then it looks like that they're fighting back in a negative way, which is what they want us to do, to create that division. And if you really think about it, because this is something where it's like less than 1% of the population, but yet it's the biggest thing, where now all of a sudden men can go into women's bathrooms. I don't know what's going to happen when I'm in there. It's not going to go well for that person. I'm going to tell you that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to.
Well, what they do is. Yeah, I mean, they create these stories of, like, you know, these poor, they focus, if you notice, what their focus is like on high school kids, and, oh, these poor high school kids that are going through all this. Well, first off, all of this has been engineered. If you look back to, you know, the past 20 years and how they have pushed this type of attitude or psychological abuse on these kids, you know, they make them think that this is normal. I mean, it's been a very slow progression. So eventually this generation, they're looking at it going, okay, wait, they really believe in their mind that these things are real, because they see it so much. It's all in the social media. It's in their feed all the time. They're being bombarded with it. So what they've done is they've taken these high school kids and these stories of these poor children who are, like, struggling, and they have all these issues. And they're highlighting them as if, and then when you contest that, because you're trying to protect your children who just want to have a normal life and don't want to be forced to conform or, you know, buy into that for their own personal feelings of, you know, whatever that is, then it makes it sound like you're intolerant or you're horrible. You're like, you're insensitive, and nobody wants to be known as or thought of as insensitive, because most of the time we're not. But the reality is that this is all manufactured, and that these kids, you know, and I feel for them, because the left has really damaged and devastated a generation with this abuse. And that's what it is. It's psychological abuse on how they see themselves as identity abuse, because they don't understand that this is all programmed into them, and they believe this because of the programming. So when parents stand up and say, no, I'm going to fight for my kids, then they make it that sounds like they're intolerant or some horrible beast, like, oh, how could you be? So, you know, the suicide rate is so high with transgender youth. Well, okay. I have feelings for that. I have sympathy for that. But that person's parent needs to make sure that they are cared for. I'm here taking care of my children. My children are my treasures. Your children are your treasures. We are tasked by God to care for them and to protect them. And that doesn't mean that because I say I don't want a boy walking into a girl's bathroom, whatever the situation is, that doesn't mean that I'm intolerant. It means that I'm taking care of my children, period. Mm-hmm. You know, is there room for things? I don't know. I don't think that everything should be turned upside down. I think that people should be exposed and taught that these are, you know, it is a very small percentage of people that genuinely have this. Most of this is all, these are issues that kids are dealing with because they're bombarded with it. And this is coming from somebody, like my children, I have five children. Three of them, they're 18, 21, how old are my kids? 18, going to be 18, 20, and 22 this year. My two older ones are adults, like 30 and 28. So they kind of skipped that part. But I mean, the younger ones, they see it all, and they have friends that are, like, they have friends that are gay. They have friends who feel that they or believe that they are not the gender they're born with. And I can have sympathy for that, and I can, but I'm not going to buy into the whole, you know, I have to use the pronouns. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that because I think that's abusive. Nuts. I think it's abusive.
Yeah.
It's abusive.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, anyway.
Well, it reminds me of Obamacare, where to accomplish of helping what they wanted to claim as helping a very small amount, they turned it upside down for hundreds of millions of people, which is what they're doing here. You know, and they have these false claims of what their strategies are because they want to uproot. Mm-hmm. They want to create, they want to destroy the foundation, the fundamentals. So that they come up with this, I mean, you want to talk about like just ridiculous that they picked this category that you just go, really? Look at the amount of people that there are in this, you know, how many people are there?
Exactly.
So you're going to change everything for everybody. So then that should be the warning sign for people to say, okay, this whole thing.
I mean, there's just such a small percentage and they want us to change everything around in order to accommodate, you know, a teeny tiny percentage of the population. And again, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to be insensitive. I definitely have sympathy.
You're not at all.
My heart goes out to them, but I don't think that the majority of the population, like I don't expect the world to accommodate me. That's not mature. It's not responsible. And it's not how the world works. Like for me, when I go about my life, I try to fit into the world. I'm respectful of other people, but this generation and this issue in particular, that's not how they see it. They want everybody to conform. And it's not okay to just say, hey, I disagree with you, but you can live your life how you want. No, they want you to be and say yes.
Yeah, it's all part of brainwashing accelerated. So, Cindy, are there any take action items that people...
I'm here.
Yeah. Is there any take action items between the two organizations that you're encouraging people to do right now, something specific that you want them to do, whether it's in the school boards or, can you want to give them something hardcore, no excuse.
So school boards, that is our top priority because, listen, everything is local. Everything is local. Everything is local. And that's where it all starts. And I keep repeating that. Local, local, local. So you need to get into your school boards. You need to show up at the meetings. You cannot. No more excuses. Figure out when they are, and you show up, and you demand transparency, and you demand accountability, and you do not let these things get implemented. And if they do, you replace those people that are on the school boards because our children are the future, and what they are taught matters.
So as far as the school boards, I mean, obviously there's pushback here. I mean, we've gotten one rep that we know of, and two of my friends were threatened getting arrested last week because they didn't put the mask on. But anyway, it's insane. So is there anything else that they – I'm in Scottsdale. This meeting was in it was in Tempe where that happened. And then one of the Patriot Party members, Steve, got arrested in Chandler like 3 weeks, 2 weeks before that. So,
I gotcha.
He wasn't doing anything wrong. So as far as the school boards, is there anything that you guys have discovered by talking to different groups, attorneys, things like that, that can be done at these meetings if there's constant pushback? I mean, from what I had the conversation with Tom Renz last week, was that episode 226, he basically said, you know, if you can bring an attorney and then at least you have somebody there, but if, you don't want to get arrested, right? But if they can basically arrest you for whatever they want, and then you have to go figure it out later, fight in court, and nobody has time to do that and money. But as far as a lot of the people are feeling helpless because they're they're not getting any progress because the people that they're talking to, the members, aren't following the law. They're not doing, you know, they're still getting the critical race theory in amongst all the rest of it. So if you found anything that can be done, so we all go to the meeting. We all say that this is not what we want, mm-hmm. but you still feel like you don't have control of anything.
Sure.
Because, so is there something that you can give feedback?
Sure. So first off, going to the meetings is important. Having your voice heard, and the most important thing is making sure that the school board members know that they're on notice. Like that is powerful. And definitely record the meetings with your own cell phone so that you know, if you're there and you have your cell phone, make sure it's charged, record that. Bring an attorney or consult with an attorney. If you get arrested, then, you know, there are a number of organizations that will help you legally. What we recommend, we're actually working on a toolkit to help parents. We're working with a number of organizations to create a toolkit. Starting in July, so next month, we are starting an initiative where it's, you know, attend your school board meeting, and then you have to demand transparency through your teachers. Next year, when the school year starts, the most important thing that all parents can do when they put their children, if they are in public school, when they put their kids in school, is to make sure that those teachers know that if they decide to go against the will of these parents, that there will be accountability. I can't really go into too much right now, but I know that we have some programs that are, or some plans so that these teachers, because of course you hear about these bans that are happening in the, in these states where they're going to ban critical race theory. Well, banning is not enough because it doesn't matter. They're still, these woke teachers are still going to do whatever they want. So what we need to do is be holding these teachers liable and responsible personally if they decide to go against the will of the parents, period. Demand to see their children's curriculum. Hold on a second. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
You're getting a busy lady. The car. Sorry. I didn't know you were waiting for me. I'm here.
Oh, you're in the car. We love that delay of
the Bluetooth. Yeah, I'm multitasking, so give me one second.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. So, I appreciate it. Mama Five here. Demand to see the curriculum. Yeah, leave it on. Demand to see what your children are being taught. And here's the thing. I'm that person that every butt in a seat in school gives the school board and the school district money. That's how they get their money. When your child shows up to school, to a public school, every day, they get funded for that. So if these teachers and these schools are not going to listen to what the parents want, then you know what? Take your kids out of school. Do a boycott. I mean, I have no problem at all doing a national boycott of public schools because that's where you get their attention. You hit them in the pocketbooks.
So I think it's coming because if they're going to be talking the vaccines, they're going to keep talking the masks and the CRT because school's going to at least starting here right around the corner. It's not going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to fly.
Oh, no,
so
not at all. Not at all.
Just clarification on the money part, because that's where we know that's the low-hanging fruit. So let's just say that they have the, you know, classrooms, 30 kids or whatever. So they're getting paid per each kid. And then if only 15 of them get registered for school because the other 15 got pulled out, they only get half the money that they were getting for that?
Yep. My understanding with most school districts, that's why attendance is so important because they report back. And they get funded for that. So when a child is not in school, they don't get the funding for that. That's always been my understanding. Now, each district could be different, but if that's not the case, then we'll figure out where we can make it effective on their end. Because we have to. I mean, pull it out of school altogether. I mean, we went through a year where our kids were forced to learn from home. There are plenty of homeschool co-ops that will help you if you're intimidated by homeschooling, if you feel like, oh, I can't do it, then trust the process and trust the fact that there are other organizations and parents who will help you through that. You know, obviously it's not doable for everybody because some parents some parents have dual income families where both parents have to work, but there are ways to make it effective. At this point, I would just recommend people tap into Moms for America. You can find it at momsforamerica.us or FEC United at fecunited.com. We both have, both of those organizations have a lot of FEC United has chapters in a number of states. And I don't have the list in front of me, but we're growing by leaps and bounds. We are probably one of the fastest growing organizations nationwide because we're actually effective. We're actually making changes and getting things done in the state.
Yeah, and like I said, this toolbook that you mentioned or the toolkit is going to be key because they're definitely – if everybody does whatever this low-hanging fruit point is, and if it's the kids in school, the money, because what does it matter at this point? The kid's been out at school for how long? And if they're going to be in school and they're learning junk, they're better off at home with you or being in these homeschool co-ops because it's gone past that point.
Yeah.
And it's like almost when – you know, you miss a day of school, but if you were actually going with your parents to some event or a vacation, it was actually more beneficial because rather than learn the junk that you were going to learn at school, you would have learned more on the trip.
Exactly.
So,
I think do you want your kids?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want your kids learning like the restructured history, the Howard Zinn history? I mean, anytime you hear Howard Zinn, run. You know, do you want the real history of what's happened, or do you want this? You know, this fake. Crap, excuse my language, the stuff that that they're shoving down our kids' throats to make them think that America's horrible. America's not horrible. If America was so horrible, then why are people clamoring to get here daily? Like, if you don't like America, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. You know exactly how to get out. Bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. See ya. See ya. We'll raise money for those plane tickets or moving trucks. I have no problem with that. If you hate it so much, we'll do it quickly,
tomorrow. We'll do a GoFundMe.
Yeah. We'll raise $50 million tomorrow for anybody who says it's a horrible place. And then boom, you guys can all leave so we can go back to how things were, get this place a little bit normal.
Sure.
Well, Cindy, I know you got to go because you are traveling. You're on the mobile at this point in the car. So I would love for you to come back on. I think you're awesome. You're so dialed in to all this. And it is just the organizations that you're working with, FEC United and Moms for America. It sounds like they're really stepping up to the plate to take on this school board disaster and turn it around.
Yeah.
So I would love to have you guys come back
and
I'll work with you. Yeah, and have you come back on. I'd love to make you platform partners of ours so that we can get more of this content and information and resources out to people and constantly promote it. So I'll send you the info. But, yeah, definitely, we want to be good friends and we want to have you guys come on because the more people that know about what you guys are working on, who you are, we want to get those numbers up because there's everybody in this whole country needs to be part of at least one, if not multiple groups that are doing things. And there's no excuse at this point why you can't find one. No. The ship sailed. The ship has sailed. Everybody needs to be involved and literally take action and show up in places. So we gotta fix this.
I mean, what I tell people is at the end of the day, no matter which side I'm putting into the universe and putting into God what I see happening. But at the end of the day, no matter what, at the end of my life, I can look at my kids and say, I did everything I could to secure your freedom. And I'm going to challenge every person that's listening and every person that is in America, did you do the same? Because if you didn't, then you have to answer to that, to your children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So the time is now. We don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying, oh, well, this isn't happening. No, it is happening, and it's up to us to stop it.
Yeah, enough said. So, that's it.
All right.
Everybody's got to step up to the plate.
Great talking to you.
You too. You have fun,
and
I'll shoot you an email.
Please.
We'll get the good pastor on the show, and enjoy your time out there. You're doing great. You're doing God's
Sounds
work
like
with
plan.
Him, too. Awesome. You're a great lady.
Oh, that's an amazing story, but I'll let him tell you all about it.
Awesome. Thanks, Cindy.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Oh, what a great lady. She is literally, she, you can hear it in her voice. She is just one of those freedom fighters. She is making a difference. Her organization's Moms for America and the FEC United. We're going to add them as our platinum partners. They are listed. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab and you will see Patriots, Must Follow Groups, People, organizations and companies. They're listed on there. They're real take action groups too. You can go check that out. There's a whole bunch of different categories of groups to be a part of and to join just for their content. But we encourage you to get involved physically. Go to these meetings. Go and become a PC. We love that. Don't forget that's on the Take Action tab too. You want to be a PC, precinct committee man. I'm a precinct committee man here in LD 23, Scottsdale, Arizona. And don't forget the Dr. Well, no, it's pastor. And I'm trying to get PG on. Just give me a second. I'm clicking the button. I'm bringing him on in a second. And don't forget that the events for Pastor Arthur Pawlowski that she was talking about, the Canadian pastor who's constantly being arrested in his churches. You know, they don't like him in Canada. He's doing that tour. So that's on our live events page. And we're going to get him on the show hopefully here in the next week or so. So PG is back, Pastor Greg Young, the host of Chosen Generation Radio, where everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I appreciate you coming back on, PG. I just kind of wanted to finish the week. I wanted to finish the show with a little bit of where we are and kind of inspiration. Here's the one thing, because I've watched so many people over the past like 2 months, right? And I'm always trying to find out, you know, where we are right now in the Bible, because it's supposed to be like a timeline. And when people are talking about that on different shows, everybody gives a different answer. So where would you say we are in this whole process of revelations, I think, or we're not? Some people say we're there, some people say we're not there. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, on that, I would say that I don't think that we are there. I think that we are in the growing pains stage, but I don't believe that we are in the stage of, he'll be here tomorrow. He could be here at any point. That's what it says. We don't know the day or the hour of his return. But I here's what I think. The church is a mess, and it's not his job. And Scripture says that he's coming for a bride unblemished. And when churches are embracing what God calls an abomination and performing those acts at the front of the church, that's not a bride unblemished. So that's a problem. Something that your last guest said, and I loved what she was talking about because she's so spot on. They do get paid by the student. We do need to pull our kids out of public schools. These people that say, oh, well, the public school is not the... Actually, it's funny. I was reading something just a little bit ago. The education system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, and the person who wrote that is absolutely right. It is supposed to indoctrinate. The whole purpose of the public school system was to capture the minds and make them think certain thought, and the idea was to eliminate God from the equation. The first 150 years, they read the Bible in school. In fact, I was talking with a guest today. They had two books that they worked out of, that they learned from. One was the Bible, and the other was Black's Law Dictionary. So they understood their rights, and they understood who gave them their rights. And I would first add, just as a point of inspiration for those that are out there that might be saying, well, I know I should be involved, or I'm a believer, and I'm just kind of confused about how this all fits together. I thought I was supposed to just be turning the other cheek, or loving my enemy, or how does that all work? Okay, let me try and give this to you, and be as succinct as possible. When our founders put our nation together, they did look back to the 1600s. They didn't look at 1619 and Jamestown. They looked at the Pilgrims. Those were the forefathers of our founders, the Pilgrims. And when the Pilgrims came, they wrote a thing called the Mayflower Compact. The Mayflower Compact, as one of the first items of business, said, we are here for the purpose of bringing glory to God and advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our founders embraced that message. It's the reason why we as a nation, Congress, funded missionaries to go to the West and bring the gospel to the Indians. It's why three chiefs traveled by foot and by horseback from the state of Washington to Washington, D.C., to meet the Father in the Great White House to tell him thank you for sending missionaries so that their tribes could be saved because they believed on Jesus Christ. It's the reason why Congress, as its first act of authorizing publishing in the United States of America, authorized the printing of the Bible so that every family in all 13 colonies would have a King James Bible in its living room that they would sit and read together. And when we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're not talking about John Locke's world, where the idea is that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are pieces on a chessboard that whoever controls the board gets to slide to you or slide away from you. That is not our founding fathers' vision. They said life was given to us by God. It's in us. They said liberty was purchased for us on the cross. Christ paid the price for it, and it's mine. I own it. It's in me. And the pursuit of happiness is the pursuit of the abundant life. John 10:10. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And again, who's the author and the finisher of that scripture? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's God's mandate that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And the issue that is at hand here today is that the church has forgotten its role when it comes to the founding of this country and the very principles that make us Americans. And God is going to hold us accountable, Michelle, for how we have handled this nation that was founded by the blood of men who would give up their life, their assets, and their liberty. And why? Why would you give all of that up? Why would you give up everything? It's not for some little piece of paper that says you're free. That's crap. They wouldn't give up for that, Michelle. You only give up for that when you understand that you're laying down your life for God himself, because it's God himself that has given you that life, given you that liberty, and given you every asset that you have.
And I think that's a powerful statement and what people need to hear as a reminder, because all we're asking is for people to get engaged. We're asking them to listen to a show. We're asking them to show up at a meeting. We're asking them to, you know, crack open the Bible. Not asking much. I mean, you could do this all. you can do this at home. Some of the stuff you can do at home. And people still aren't doing it. We're not asking them to go to battle. We're not, you know what I mean? We're not asking them to go fight at a level where, as you were very clearly describing, people that laid their life down for God and for this country. We're not asking for much at all. And I just think that there's still a lot of people that are taking things for granted, and they're not realizing how close we are to really having some irreconcilable damages.
You're allowing your soul to be owned by the devil. That's the bottom line here.
Say that one more time.
And the day when Christ does return, we better understand that he's not coming with daisies, fairy dust on a unicorn. He's coming with a sword on a mighty steed with fire in his eyes, and everything that doesn't meet the purity test is going to get scorched. You talk about scorched earth? Oh, yeah. It's going to be scorched earth. And the only thing that's going to protect you is the blood of Christ. And you better have laid down your life and let him be the Lord. Because if you're not, if you're trying to be in control, if you're about being in charge, see, that's the other part of this liberty message that's missing. Everybody talks about self-reliance and personal responsibility and all that. Those are all neat little acronyms. But the truth of the matter, Michelle, is that true patriotism in America is faith in Christ, laying your life down for him. And when he's in charge of things again here in this country, we'll all be at peace.
I know that there's no time frames on things. And you don't know, as you said in the beginning, you don't know when we're going to enter into that period where God's going to show up. But I do, I know that he is not happy. He is not happy with what's going on because we've talked about it before. I mean, there really is a spiritual battle between good and evil at this point because the false authorities, the 13 bigs, as I call them, and the government and the people that are running all of these different entities from entertainment to the sports to the institutions to the corporations. I mean, they literally have evil intentions. And it's not, it's not about making money. It's not about profits. It's bigger than that. And their actions just on the forcing of the vaccine is enough for people to just realize this is a whole different game that's being played right now that we've never seen before. And so it's like the rules have changed, or maybe they really haven't. We just figured out what they are. I think they are different though from anything that we've seen before.
This is a different game.
This is a different playing field. This is like we were thinking maybe we've got the baseball handbook, but it's really now football. So this is different than any of the battles that have transpired before. And obviously it's a different time period, right? So we're not out there, with muskets and red coats and, all that kind of thing. This is different. And I think that what you've shared is almost where people really need to take a step back and evaluate their relationship with God, with Jesus, and decide which side are you going to be on? Because I don't know. You see where I'm going with this? I need a little bit more of the pastor vernacular. But I just think that people need to take it a little bit more seriously than what they've heard. There's a lot of people are saying it's good versus evil. Oh yeah, black versus white, but not in the sense of color. I'm just talking like good and bad. The black hats, the white hats, that kind of stuff. But I think this is different.
Just to kind of put it in some, this is Matthew chapter 10. It says, it is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? they're them, not therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father knowing? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. You are of far more value than many sparrows.
Well, I think that explained a little better than I could. I was just trying to put it into my kindergarten language for all to understand. But I just I think it's important that people realize this is something you need to take a look at and pick a side. You gotta pick a side and get involved. And I know I ask this of you a lot, but each time you come on, I kind of ask too, where do you want them to look in the Bible right now to just get that one chapter, that one psalm, that one phrase, whatever, that they can really, I don't know, that I want them to be able to connect. I think a lot of times people have trouble connecting with it because they want it to be, they want to think it's like a novel. It's not a novel, right? So is there something that jumps out that might actually start this a little bit better open line of communication or thought process so we can get more people on our team?
Well, I think if they want to get a glimpse of where we are, look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. And you will see a list of exactly what we're facing relative to what the dark side is revealing. And then to contrast that, if you want to understand where you stand and who you are in Christ and what he's done for you, look at Galatians chapter 2.
Galatians chapter 2. You know, and for me too, whenever I can relate to something, or I can, if you read, something, or even if it was like you find notes for something that you had done. I know I'm kind of butchering this, but if it's something that happened a while ago, something that you wanted to do, your to-do list or whatever, or a conversation, and then you find it years later, months later, and it came to fruition. That's when you're like, whoa. And I think that's what you're saying, 1 Timothy chapter 3 for people might actually have them connect a little bit because, you know, maybe they want to see proof, you know, that maybe they want to see that this is all part of what's supposed to be happening. I'm just trying to encourage, and I'm not doing a great job of it today. I'm trying to encourage more people to be open-minded and connect, with the Bible, with being a little bit more spiritual. And I'm always looking at those practical people, you know, like myself, where it's, you know, I'm working on it. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
I'm sorry, folks. Make that 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I'll read some of this real quick. It says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away.
Oh, that is where we are. that is where we are, and then some. You know, there's even a longer laundry list than that.
Yeah.
And so the next, what's next after that? Is it really bad? Or is it just more of this for a while?
Well, I think it's an awareness of that. And then I think it's a commitment to what we know to be truth. That particular chapter continues on if you read the whole chapter, but you must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing that from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, it's almost like this is your last chance to really get your great awakening. I'm not saying it's, you know, something disastrous is going to happen tomorrow, but this is what is you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be having that clarity, that understanding, and that connection now. So then you can really see the evil and what it's all about. And then if you decide that evil is actually status quo and normal, then okay, you chose your side. So I think that's where we are. So more people need to spend a little time doing that. Do you have any other inspiration or anything else that you think would be helpful for people at this point?
Well, I think if you're really in, you know, feeling a sense of despair about this, read Psalm 27. It's a psalm of encouragement. It's a psalm of hope and a declaration of faith. And I think right now, again, what I was going to say earlier that you'd asked me to come back to say very quickly in a nutshell is that you know, when I first received Christ, I was on the verge of suicide at the age of 13. And
wow.
And I don't get into that whole story, but that's where I was at. And someone introduced me to Jesus. And someone introduced me to God's unconditional love. And it blew my mind. And I gave my life to Christ. And for 4 years, I was hard at it. But I was young. And it was very emotional for me at that point. So everything emotional. It's kind of like that euphoria, you know, when you first meet that guy or that gal and you're very emotionally engaged. Well, that's where I was. Well, as the emotions began to wane, I didn't have the anchor to hang on to. And so I fell away for about 4 years. And when I was 22, I rededicated my life to the Lord. And when I did, I look at it this way, and the four spiritual laws kind of lays out an engine, a coal train, and a caboose of a train. Okay, imagine. In your mind now, you see the engine and the coal train and the caboose. In the beginning, my engine, what drove me, was emotion. The problem with emotion is that it's fickle and it'll get you off track. The coal train is facts. It's what we know. And my caboose was faith. Well, when I came back at the age of 22, I was able to get that flipped around. And my engine became faith. And my coal train became the facts, the written word of God that supported my faith. And emotions were a natural reaction to those things running down the track properly. And when it comes to faith, There's faith that says, well, yeah, I believe. There's faith that says, yeah, I comprehend. Or there's faith that says, no, I know. Michelle, we're in a day, we're in a time where you need faith that knows. I don't get through the car accident that I was in almost 4 years ago, where I broke everything in my body but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip, where I died four times, where they gave me a 2% chance to live. You don't get through that and the recovery coming back from it unless you know.
Yeah.
And you got to know.
Oh, I have to know. You know, it's just, I think everybody needs these reminders, or the introduction, or the encouragement to continue. Because it's not a once a week type of thing, or it is not something where we do it for a few days and then a couple of weeks later, you get back in the mode or whatever you're choosing. I just think it needs to be more often and consistent. Critical time. So the this is like my worst cat. This category is more difficult for me than the fitness one, PG, because I just don't know enough. You know, I'm like the rest of the people. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I take notes. I try to do what I got to do. I don't remember a lot of stuff from CCD and from Catholic school. They don't teach you this kind of stuff. I learned more from these segments with people like you than I do in all the years of CCD and Catholic school. Well, like you said, you would think the Catholic school wants you to not be indoctrinated. They want to teach you that stuff. They don't really do that. But the good old Catholics, they're a disaster. Like you said, the church is a mess. Big religion is a mess. And that is there by design, which is kind of sad that it's gone in that direction. But, you know, money and power, what are you going to do? So, my goodness. All right, it's 2:16. You got to go. You got things to do today. Or you have anything exciting planned for the weekend real quick that you want to share?
I'm preaching to my pastors in India tomorrow. So, you know, that I'm every week we're ministering in India. Pastors can't hold church. They're locked down because of COVID. There are people that are dying in India. There are a lot of people that are starving to death in India because of the lockdown. And Christians in particular, we're blessing our pastors tomorrow evening with funds so they can feed their families. There are literally thousands that are dying of starvation almost every day.
That's insane. And it's unnecessary. You know what I mean? There's so many easy solutions to all this, and it all goes back, as we said earlier, goes back to false authorities. It goes to corruption in government. It goes back to power, money, control,
yeah,
tyranny, and it goes back to bigger agendas and evil. None of that should be happening.
Well,
none of it whatsoever.
And understand that India is along with Japan and Israel, really the only ally we have left, and they are right up against China. And I'm confident that China is blowing this virus that they created, that they're blowing it into India intentionally because they don't want India and the United States working together, because India would help the United States to make China be virtually nothing.
Exactly.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. Unnecessary. Well, what's even worse is they had their issues with COVID under control very early on because they were handing out HCQ like it was candy, because that's what they do there. Well, then when they, I think it was maybe January or February, they stopped doing that and they forced everybody to take the non-vaccine. Then all of a sudden this quote unquote variant came, which no, that's not the case. And then all of a sudden they're telling you there's so much, everybody's getting sick again, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's and like
right.
from the non-vaccine. It's not from the it's saying that, because as we've said on the show, and even I've had a lot of doctors, Dr. Brian Artis, and that was episode 223 for anybody who wants facts. He even said what does is these spike proteins, they break down your entire immune system. So it eats itself. It literally eats itself. So then it's just a matter of, it's a matter of time before then anything will be able to take you down. That's not even including all of the different immune deficiency or immune diseases, autoimmune diseases that are people going to get. And then even recently, I just read an article real briefly today that they had 21 pilots that have died since May, airline pilots that have died since May. They had all gotten the vaccine, and that's pilots. So obviously we know there's some issues with pilots, but that's a lot, 21. But anyway, that's part of the problem too. And that's by design. Yeah. That's all by design, unnecessary, 100% unnecessary. But, I'm glad that you're doing what you can over there. It's just a shame that the people that have the power to make the decisions have literally ruined countries, ruined so many lives. Businesses and unnecessarily over a long period of time, but of course within the past 15 months. So I admire you for stepping up to doing what you can. And the information for this is at chosengenerationradio.com, correct? That'll get you to find out all the details, not only about the show, but about your ministry and your work, right?
Yes, about doing in India as well, and the churches we're supporting there, and the freshwater wells that we've put in the ground, and the sewing school that we started for widows whose husbands have been murdered, and all of that.
All right, awesome. And then, of course, I have his show listed on our Must Listen To page, so you can check that out. In case you can't remember chosengenerationradio.com, you can always go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and it says Must Listen To, and you will see Greg graphic for Chosen Generation Radio. And of course, I love that cartoon character. That's why I stick it everywhere. So I do. I think it's great. I love it. I don't know how I found it somewhere. Maybe it was on your website, or I don't know. I was digging and I went, ooh, I love this one.
Me. That's great. That's great.
That's an easy way to find him. And of course, we have lots of other of our partners that are listed on there. And then a lot of the shows that I listen to that just haven't come on the show yet. So I encourage people to go check out that lineup, and we're always adding to it, because these are great quality content, incredible guests. Your guests are amazing. Do you want me to put you in touch with Cindy and to get her and the pastor on your show by any chance while I still got you on?
The moms. Sure.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Yeah. And then she is doing all – she's with Pastor Arthur Pawlowski on the tour. She's in charge of all that.
Oh,
so you want him on your show for sure.
Yeah, I'd love to get him on the show. Absolutely. I have Pastor David Scarlett.
I saw that.
I was on his – and then I was on his show.
I saw that one.
Oh, my.
I had no idea. That the picture of your leg was like, I'm not going to look at pictures anymore. I had you in the background, and I was watching, and then when you showed, and you know the one I'm talking about, the big one. And
yes,
then, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, PG, you're just audio. So I took one of the open windows and I just put it in front of that portion of the screen, and I kept working. I couldn't. I'm like, I can't. That put me over the edge. Yeah, my stomach got a little queasy when I saw that. I was like, oh, I was like, no. So thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for that visual. I didn't need to see that. But it made the story.
It makes it real, doesn't it?
Oh, God, it was horrible. But the story then had a lot more meaning when I saw that, the severity of it, because I know you had told me before, but that all of the stuff that you shared with that, that and other pictures, thank you for that visual, but that was the worst one. It made the recovery and where you are now and your strong faith and the fact that you're supposed to be here kind of made it all come full circle together. gives you just, you know, another reminder that somebody else is in charge of all this. But we just got to jump on the train, and we've got to do our part. You can't just wait for somebody else, the big guy upstairs, in order to do everything. But, you know, it was kind of nice to have that reminder that God does exist. Look at that. So it was cool.
Amen.
Yeah. So take it easy on showing those pictures, would you? Take it easy on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, they got the exact response that we're looking for, and that is, holy smokes, this is real. I'll tell you, I was in the accident for almost 4 years. I'm still in a wheelchair, lots to recover from.
Yeah, you were dancing around on that camera. I saw that little twirl you did.
I'm able to get up and do a little moving about. I'm so stoked. Oh, my gosh. You just don't know.
You just don't know. Yeah. Did a little ditty.
Thank you.
Yeah, the PG ditty.
The thing
is
when I tell people about it, you know, it's kind of like, you know, oh, okay. Well, then I'll have somebody that I'll talk to, like, you know, months later or whatever. And then they say, you know, yeah, and we talk about it again, and they say, well, what happened? And then I tell them, and when the phone gets quiet, or when they kind of go, oh, then I know that they've processed what I've said. Folks, it really is overwhelming, honestly. I mean, they gave me a 2% chance to recover for a very good reason. And I had 17 surgeries in 5 days for a very good reason. And they left some things alone. I mean, literally, there isn't anything that I didn't break. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good episode. So if anybody wants to tune into that, it's over. I don't know if you have it on yours, but it's part of the supernatural of his glory of Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Gray. Did you put it on your website?
Yes, I sure did.
Oh, okay.
I put
so they
it
can
my
go
blog.
Find it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in my blog section, my personal blog section on the ShedGenerationRadio.com page, along with the sermon that I preached a couple of Sundays ago over Skype, but on a church in Maryland, and I gave my testimony. But then the Lord had me share scriptures of hope. And how he uses circumstances and situations in our life to get us prepared for the next, you know, for what's to come. I mean, I'm not going to spoil it, but if you listen to it, you'll know that 13 years before the accident, there were events that happened in my life that if those events hadn't happened, I wouldn't have been ready for the accident.
Right. I remember that now. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, you know, we were talking about, and it goes back to some of the things with health too. It's very important to get that immune system strong. And a lot of it, you know, if you want to say I'm doing it for the COVID thing, fine, but it's literally for everything else. And we talked about it earlier today on the show with Terry, and then it came up again in further in the conversation about the, you know, being healthy so you can perform.
About it either, because when I first got sick in 2004, at the time, I was at 13% body fat. I was working out 6 days a week. I was benching 355, and I weighed 217.
Oh, wow. Whoa, svelte. PG.
And yet all of a sudden I got pericarditis, which is swelling in the lining of the heart. Then I ended up having my gallbladder go bad on me, and I had to get it taken out. Then I got shingles. Then I got pneumonia. Then I got pleurisy. It was a cascade of events. And truly, I thought, man, I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm bulletproof. I was wrong.
Yeah, which is scary that you that you were that physically fit, but there was still other issues. It's like one of our partners, Fitz Kohler. She's like the fitness queen. She's a race announcer, runs marathons, completely physically fit. And she gets breast cancer. So it's like, you know what I mean? If it can happen to somebody who is, those type of things can happen to somebody that is in very good physical condition and health. It could happen to literally anybody. So don't go down the path of not taking care of yourself and doing as much as you can. Right. I'm not saying everybody needs to work out 6 days a week, but you know, do your vitamins, do your minerals, eat somewhat healthy, do some sort of physical activity, because then you'll be able to fight back when something does happen. Like in your most recent episode, if you didn't have, if your system wasn't able to handle it, you wouldn't have come back. So, I encourage people to watch the segment with Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace. So check that out on his website. And I'm giving you a heads up on the videos. You might want to, you'll know where I'm talking about if you watch the segment.
Amen.
Just giving you a warning.
My daughter is stranded now in Denver.
Nope.
Can I call you? Can we? I hate to jump, but I love
no,
you
no,
all.
No, you got
to
go.
To run.
It's 2:30. Right. I got to wrap it up. You have a good weekend, my friend, and tell your daughter
you
I said hello.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your time today. All right, you guys, it's 2:30, and I apologize. I wasn't really prepared for the conversation that I had with him. It's just something said maybe there was something that you needed to hear. I'm not quite sure. But I wasn't prepared for that at all, so I should have just let him talk a little bit more. So my bad on that, but That's it. We're going to wrap it up. I have other stuff, but it's not necessary. It's not necessary today, but I do want to plug when you're talking about the health portion of this, Jeff, and the boosting of the immune system. On our COVID tab over at our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, there's all the prophylactic protocols that are on there so you can boost your immune system. I'm adding Dr. Brian Artis' information that he gave when he was on the show. But Dr. Zeb Zelenko, that's for the COVID, right? That's COVID. And then, of course, all the treatments are there. If you want to use Telemed, you want to get your ivermectin, you want to get your budesonide, you want to get your HCQ. So don't be worried about getting it. If you get your strong immune system, then you'll be able to fight that and other things. So don't worry about what they're telling you on TV. Again, it's all lies. It's political propaganda, plandemic. There really was never a pandemic. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to rehash that because we talk about it all the time, but I just want to give you some advice on the vitamins, minerals, that kinds of stuff. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, he's got the Health Ranger store. He's on our marketplace platform. That's where I've got a bunch of the vitamins, minerals, and supplements that I'm taking that you should check out. And they got like 60-day supply with like 100 for a whole bunch of different things for like 100 and I don't know, like $110 or something, but it was 60 days. And these are all things that you need, the vitamin D, the zinc, the vitamin C, something or other is a special kind, and then H and CoQ10, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to make it real clear as to what some of this protocol is, but it's on the COVID tab. You'll see prophylactic, click on that, and then you'll see Zeb Zelenko. And we're going to add Dr. Brian Artis's and some of the other things that I've been learning from all of our partners and from other shows that I'm watching. But if you go to the marketplace tab and you buy the products from Mike, they're very affordable. And his products, the good thing about Mike Adams is all of his products are very, very, or they're organic, they're clean, they're high end, but they're not high priced. So he has a very strict threshold and criteria in order to bring products into his company. And, so I strongly suggest checking those out. And again, like I said, they're not expensive at all. There's other companies that they were more expensive and they're lower quality. And he also donates 2% to our nonprofit partners. So you're helping yourself and you're helping the community at the same time. And that is our marketplace tab. And don't forget MyPillow, incredible sales on those towels. When I looked it up today, I couldn't believe it. And on the MyPillow. So go buy some stuff. Go buy some stuff. Tell all your friends and family. We want to get a bunch of money donated to these nonprofits. And of course, use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. It's listed on the Marketplace tab. And it's also, you can go direct to their website, mypillow.com. Use the promo code HOME to get those incredible discounts. And then, of course, on all the products, there's always discounts once you use the promo code. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Make sure you tune in Monday, five more guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. And my special guest sitting in the soapbox. I told you, I don't know how I didn't have this out today. Bear with me. Oh, I don't know where it is. Mike Miller, he is a Warriors for Ranchers. Him and I had a conversation last week. He was going down to the border on Thursday through Sunday. He'll be back. He'll be here at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on Monday. Cool guy. We're going to bring him on as one of our nonprofit partners on our platform. We can raise some funds because we're fighting for people's freedom. All right, and that is it. Make sure you go check out the Marketplace tab. Your homework for your business is to listen to some of the 453 segments that are of this live show over the weekend. And you can do that by going to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and go to Purpose Driven Partners segment. That's this particular show. Everything is very visual. And you can click how you want to listen to it. But I would encourage you to, and with your business segment, do it for your faith, do it for your personal life, and do it for the different groups that you want to take action with in order to make a difference in your community. And don't forget to check on the Take Action tab. Patriots, the must follow. Those are the groups that we've had on the shows. Tell you all about them. And there's more than just Take Action. There's business, there's health, there's nonprofits, and I'm adding more this weekend. So it's all the groups that are doing something, especially media too, health and medical. You got it. A lot of events this weekend. Make sure you go check them all out at the, guess where, Take Action tab, live events page. All right, everybody, it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Keep those common sense caps on all day. Keep those common sense on all day at night. Sleep in them. Wear them over the weekend. Remember, courage, conviction, and yes, that common sense are contagious. As Cindy said, it is time for us all to join together, stand up to this tyranny, these Nazis, and ignore the racism. It's not real. There's no systemic racism that is fake. It is part of a narrative that is propaganda. And that is a bunch of bull. They want division. We won't let them have it. Once we do that, we'll get everything back on track. We've got a long way to go, but we need to start now. The time is now. Special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Don't forget to check out the Marketplace tab. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So go check that out. And back on Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, everythinghomelive.com. It's the live link, or it's, of course, everything is listed on the homepage, too, at the very top. Join our community. We'd love to have you connect with us on social media and join our newsletter, lower right-hand corner of the screen. And Rumble, don't forget that. And you're probably not going to get email notifications, to say there's videos, because, I don't know, they don't like us. That's how we get censored. But just know if you go over to our channel, you'll see the episodes there. And then, of course, you can always watch and play. You can listen on demand on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. and your favorite podcast player. So check that out. Everything's at the Take Action tab too. Oh, it's time to go. You're awake. Go have a great weekend. Don't forget, 4th of July is coming. You need some patriotic swag. It's on the Marketplace under the patriotic section. It's on the patriotic tab on the page. You'll see it. Go get some stuff. Help out some nonprofits, some veterans, some animals, some children, and some freedom fighters. So we're good to go. You got your to-do list. We'll be back here on Monday. Play a little God Bless. A little God Bless the USA. God Bless the USA. Go make it a great day, great weekend. You deserve it. Talk to you then.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.